Hey, this is Jeff the Raleigh, and over there is David the Dumbass. I mean, the Raleigh.
You're an ass.
Yeah, and today's topic is Ryoko a skank? I personally feel that Ryoko is the skankiest anime character I have ever seen in my life, mainly because she
and I personally is a skank.
A Nazi, what's up with that?
Jackass.
What? Why am I a Nazi?
Calling Ryoko a skank. Like,
that makes me a Nazi.
Yes, that makes you a Nazi, of course.
You fucking bastard.
That along with the flaming torches and the white hoods.
They're flaming crosses, alright? Dumbass. If I had flaming torches, that would make me a Nazi, but since I only had flaming crosses.
Flaming crosses.
That doesn't make me a Nazi. Anyway, alright. I will pull evidence from the anime that supports my claim that Ryoko is a skank and that she sucks dicks for quarters. Now, in episode 3, about 30 minutes into it, of the OAV series, Ryoko's is gay. Alright.
Well, during the opening credits of the preview for the series, acting all like skank.
Hey man, the BB doesn't count.
Bitchy skank.
Everyone knows that all the previews, they take them out of context, alright?
I haven't seen any previews. If I did, I could be some sort of spoiled skank.
It says it's not even the topic, asshole.
Yeah, we're just pulling shit out of thin air. How does that sound?
Hey.
You remember what episode 3 was about?
Yeah, I can. Ryoko was there. She was a skank. And I think Ryoki came. And Ryoki was like, hey, what's up? And Aika was trying to be friends with him. And Ryoko was like, oh, yeah. Ryoki is the child of me and Tenchi because I'm a big skank and I have animals for children because I'm all fucked up like that.
Yeah, I was believing it with a stupid ass.
That's not the point.
Getting all jealous, slapping Tenchi around.
That is
dumbass.
That is pure speculation, alright? Now, what's not speculation is that Ryoko, in an attempt to steal Aika's main squeeze, Tenchi, from her, because she was a jealous skank, acted like a jealous skank. Yeah.
That's not fair.
Alright, I have other things. Okay. In the last episode of the first Tenchi OAV series, the one with Kagato, Ryoko was a... No, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, with the second OAV series with Clay. Now, Ryoko was in a hyperbolic chamber after Clay kidnapped her, and she chose to be naked to show off herself to Clay. In an attempt to seduce the guy into giving her quarters so she can blow him and whatnot.
You bastards.
What?
You know, that's true. You know, gave those clothes to cold little children in foreign countries. You know that.
No, she didn't. Yeah, she blew up their planets, baby. Alright, let's move on to our next
topic.
Let's move on to our next topic. Is Ryoko a serial killer?
No!
Yes!
She didn't do nothing.
Alright. She tried mercilessly to kill poor old Kagato and Zero and Dr. Clay, not to mention numerous people, including Aika, after having no provocation in the Tenchi manga. Of course, Aika was able to defend herself and beat off the ravaged beast known as Ryoko.
She punched a hole through her stomach, but she was trying to help. I should suck you.
Yeah. Anyway, after that, also, before all that, before even the OAV series started, there was a big cover-up. Ryoko didn't want to get this out, but we have exclusive behind-the-scenes wet nuts. Shut up, man. And it's like, we know that Ryoko actually attacked Jirai with no provocation and destroyed the planet, including killing poor old Susanoo in cold blood.
That's just not true.
That is true.
Ryoko was cleared of all charges, and about killing Sasami, she was only found guilty manslaughter.
Of killing Sasami.
She was reduced to manslaughter. She did not go down for murder.
Yeah.
And she'd be out in 2 years.
Yeah, well, she don't have probation for the rest of
your house to bitch slap your face.
Yeah, well, anyway. After she destroyed all of the trees, man, she killed, like, innocent trees,
she didn't kill
burned them. Down buildings, trapping innocent children
Ryan's bitchy inside. She killed the trees. The trees couldn't take it no more. They were like, fuck this.
All right. Now, to our next topic, Ryoko's hair looks stupid.
Ryoko's hair looks stupid.
Yeah, you just agreed with me. Because it looks like a big albino porcupine stuck on the top of her head. And I keep on being afraid for Sasami that it might, like, jump off and eat her face.
She have a freaking mullet.
Hey,
redneck Aika.
Hey, she ain't... girls can't have mullets, asshole.
She's gonna mullet because she's a freaking redneck.
Man, that's bullshit.
She and her Richie family.
Look.
To put on the white hoods.
That's not fucking true. Now there's pure speculation.
I have photos, man. I got photos.
You ain't got nothing, man. You put those photos on the site, maybe I'll believe you. And they better not be made in paint, either. I'll know who's responsible for that.
Yeah, I mean, the people have already seen the photos of Aika.
I ain't never seen no photos.
Pulling the 9mm out.
Oh, yeah.
In the school, amidst all the school violence that has been going down, Aika's got to contribute.
Hey. I heard, like, speculation that pig was actually doctored.
That's just bullshit, man. That was not a doctored pig. I took that picture myself.
Where'd you get that picture? Seriously. Because there has been speculation that has been a doctored pig.
Well, in all fairness, that was not a doctored pig. I found it on the internet.
Oh, so that explains everything. You found it on the internet.
Right.
So it can't be a doctored pig if you found it on the illustrious internet.
That's right.
Awesome.
Everything on the internet, everything the internet tells me is true.
Awesome. All right. Actually, I heard that it was from the Tenchi PlayStation game.
Now, see, you wouldn't know anything about that.
And that Rashu actually gave her that gun to kill innocent children. And she didn't actually shoot, you know, Rashu, Ryoko's bitch of a mother, actually tried, not that I'm dissing Rashu, but anyway, Ryoko's bitch of a mother, Rashu, actually corrupted.
I didn't even mention that, because what is it? I think it's got two bitchy mamas, man. That's,
poor, hey, well, at least she doesn't give guns to, like, teenagers and ask them to go out killing people, right?
At least Ryoko ain't got two mamas.
Man, she ain't got two mamas. It's a stepmama. What? No, I'm being serious, man. That's a stepmom. What's wrong with having two mothers, too?
Man, it's just fucked up, man. I got two wives, man. It's not right.
Alright. Actually, the Azusa is actually Mormon.
It's Darian.
And is protected.
They rich.
Under law, because...
one wife ain't good enough for him.
Hey, Jirai has freedom of religion. Just like the United States, USA, USA, USA. Yeah. And they have freedom of religion. And you shouldn't diss it, man. I can't believe you would do that.
Diss the hell out of them. I think they bitches, all of them.
Yeah, whatever.
Just right. A bunch of bitchy bitches.
All right, now our next topic. Stealth's a whore.
It's a whore.
Isn't it true, Stealth, that you actually, actually have had breast implants?
Holy fucking shit.
Because those are some big ditties, man.
You bastard.
I don't know why those man boobs, or did you have them implanted in you?
I'm not that fat, alright?
No, I think that's all I got. Turn it off now. Unless you'd like to say some words.
Here's a word. Juggalo Jeff is a bitch.
Awesome.